155. The first duty prescribed by God for his servants is the recognition of him who is the dayspring of his revelation and the fountain of his laws, who representeth the Godhead in both the kingdom of his cause and the world of creation. Whoso achieveth this duty hath attained unto all good, and whoso is deprived thereof hath gone astray, though he be the author of every righteous deed. It behooveth every one who reacheth this most sublime station, this summit of transcendent glory, to observe every ordinance of him who is the desire of the world. These twin duties are inseparable. Neither is acceptable without the other. Thus hath it been decreed by him who is the source of divine inspiration. They whom God hath endued with insight will readily recognize that the precepts laid down by God constitute the highest means for the maintenance of order in the world and the security of its peoples. He that turneth away from them is accounted among the abject and foolish. We verily have commanded you to refuse the dictates of your evil passions and corrupt desires, and not to transgress the bounds which the pen of the Most High hath fixed, for these are the breath of life unto all created things. The seas of divine wisdom and divine utterance have risen under the breath of the breeze of the All-Merciful. Hasten to drink your fill, O men of understanding. They that have violated the covenant of God by breaking his commandments and have turned back on their heels, these have erred grievously in the sight of God, the All-Possessing, the Most High. O ye peoples of the world, know assuredly that my commandments are the lamps of my loving providence among my servants, and the keys of my mercy for my creatures. Thus hath it been sent down from the heaven of the will of your Lord, the Lord of revelation. Were any man to taste the sweetness of the words which the lips of the All-Merciful have willed to utter, he would, though the treasures of the earth be in his possession, renounce them one and all, that he might vindicate the truth of even one of his commandments, shining above the dayspring of his bountiful care and loving kindness. Say, from my laws, the sweet-smelling savour of my garment can be smelled, and by their aid the standards of victory will be planted upon the highest peaks. The tongue of my power hath from the heaven of my omnipotent glory addressed to my creation these words: Observe my commandments for the love of my beauty. Happy is the lover that hath inhaled the divine fragrance of his best beloved from these words, laden with the perfume of a grace which no tongue can describe. By my life, he who hath drunk the choice wine of fairness from the hands of my bountiful favour will circle around my commandments that shine above the dayspring of my creation. Think not that we have revealed unto you a mere code of laws. Nay, rather, we have unsealed the choice wine with the fingers of might and power. To this beareth witness that which the pen of revelation hath revealed. Meditate upon this, O men of insight. Whenever my laws appear like the sun in the heaven of mine utterance, they must be faithfully obeyed by all. Though my decree be such as to cause the heaven of every religion to be cleft asunder, he doth what he pleaseth. He chooseth, and none may question his choice. Whatsoever he, the well-beloved, ordaineth, the same is verily beloved. To this he who is the Lord of all creation beareth me witness. Whoso hath inhaled the sweet fragrance of the All-Merciful and recognized the source of this utterance will welcome with his own eyes the shafts of the enemy, that he may establish the truth of the laws of God amongst men. Well is it with him that hath turned thereunto and apprehended the meaning of his decisive decree.